Ford had its best sales truck month since 2005, and GM saw a surge of 8% for its pickups, vans, and SUVs. For the reason, Michelle Krebs of Edmunds.com says, look at housing.
As the economy improves and housing starts and construction improve, full-size pickup truck sales increase as well.
But it was actually GM's little guy, the Chevrolet Cruze, that saw the biggest percentage growth over the same time last year. Krebs notes the sales of the Lordstown-made compact surged 73%. Some of that's because baby boomers are downsizing, but not all.
The millennials are finally getting into the new car market. They had been frozen out by the recession because they were unemployed or underemployed, and they were buried in college debt. We are now seeing them back in the new car market. And that bodes well for the future because that is a huge population boom.
Another thing that bodes well for Ohio's auto economy is Jeep, which is launching the Cherokee as an alternative to replace the discontinued Liberty. The Cherokee is largely made in the Toledo area. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.